Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Bechoros Daf Mem Vav Bechoros 46. In today's Daf Yomi, we begin the 8th chapter of Tractate Bechoros, and this chapter is called Yesh Bechor. And this chapter deals with the laws of the firstborn human, and there are two types of Bechoros which our mission discusses. Our mission discusses a Bechor LeKohen, which is a firstborn male who's born first to his mother, even though he's not first to his father. And such a child needs to be redeemed with 5 selah that is given to the Kohen. That's called a Pidyon HaBen. And a second category that our mission discusses is a Bechor LeNacho, a firstborn for inheritance. That's the firstborn male that is born first to the father, not first to the mother like the Pidyon HaBen, but the first to the father. And so even though he's not the first to the mother, he's still going to get a double portion from his brothers in the inheritance. And that's based upon Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17. So our Mishnah discusses the laws of the Bechor, and it discusses the categories of one is a Bechor for Nacho and not a Bechor for a Kohen, Bechor for inheritance and not a Bechor for Pidyon HaBen, and the other is a Bechor for a Kohen and not a Bechor for a Nachoah. And our Mishnah discusses these different categories. And so at the end of our Mishnah brings 4 circumstances where the son who's born is going to be a Bechor for a Kohen and not a Bechor for a Nachoah. So says our Mishnah at the end, Misha Hayulo Banim, let's say a man already has sons or children, Vinasa Isha Shalo Yalda, and he marries a woman who has not yet given birth. So then the firstborn that's born to that woman is going to be a child that is the Peter Rechem, is the great opening of the womb, and so therefore is a Bechor for a Kohen. However, since the father has already had sons from a different relationship, we say that inheritance is not going to be for that son. That son does not get a double inheritance. So he is a Bechor LeKohen, but not a Bechor LeNachoah. A second category of our Mishnah, that our Mishnah lists, is a non-Jew who marries a woman who's not Jewish, and she became pregnant. And then what happened was, Niskaira Me'uberes, she converted while she was pregnant, or he married her when she was a shifra, she was a female slave, and nishtachra muberes, she was freed while she was pregnant, viyalda, and then she gave birth. So she gave birth when she was Jewish, and so that was a peter rechem b'Yisrael, that was a breaking of the womb while she was Jewish. And so we say under those circumstances, this child is going to be a Bechor LeKohen, but he's not a Bechor for an inheritance. And the reason why this is not a Bechor for inheritance, Rashi says, is because the reason is that this offspring is considered to be a convert, and we say that the convert is not going to be following after their father. Rashi says that's the answer of Tosfos, that the reason is because it's ger shenoah katan shenoah dami, that a ger converts is katan shenoah dami, it's like a new offspring. But Rashi gives a different answer. Rashi's answer is because that harasa shalo b'kedusha, that because he was conceived not while he was Jewish, therefore he's not going to be considered to be a Bechor LeNachoah, and that is the answer Rashi gives. Whereas Tosfos gives another explanation, that it is because he's like a new person, because he's a convert who converts is like a katan who's completely born. So those are the two different reasons about why such a child is not a Bechor LeNachoah, but is a Bechor for a Kohen. The Mishnah goes on to give 2 other scenarios, and the next scenario is, if let's say she is a Kohenes or she is a Leviah, meaning to say she was the daughter of a Kohen or the daughter of a Levi, and under those circumstances, or he v'isha shekvar yalda, meaning to say that in addition to that, or if there's a circumstance where she has never given birth before, and however, she is with another woman at the same time, and one of them has given birth before, so we're not sure, and then this child is born, and we're not sure to whom the offspring belongs, and to which one is considered a Bechor, and which one is not. So we say under those circumstances that the father has to give, out of a doubt, the money to the Kohen. However, with respect to inheritance, neither one inherits their father because we're not sure who is the real father, and so therefore the other heirs are able to push push them off. And then the fourth category that our Mishnah lists is v'chei mishal shatara achar ba'ala, that a woman didn't wait after her previous husband for 3 months, and then she got married, and we don't know if the offspring belongs to the previous husband or to this new husband. And so therefore, under those circumstances, we say that this is going to be Bechor LaKohen. It has to be redeemed because it is Peter Rechem, but it's not a Bechor LaNachwa because we're not sure to whom the child is really going after, who is the father. But going back to the category, why does Rashi not say that this offspring, in the case where the woman converted while she was pregnant, is like Gershon Iskarka Katan Shanoa Dami? Why doesn't Rashi give that explanation? So someone explained that the reason is because since the child was conceived in a state where the father was not Jewish and the mother was not Jewish, but then he was born while he was in a state, Jewish, and it's going to be considered like it was a quasi-status in between. And so therefore, it's not going to be considered like it's a Gershon Iskayar category, that since there was this in-between state, we don't consider it like that way. And so therefore, this is a very interesting conceptual approach to how do we look at conversion. And let's say there's a person who accepted upon themselves to convert, or maybe they had a circumcision but not yet an immersion. Do they have the status of somebody who is in a certain way not completely not Jewish anymore, and perhaps partially Jewish? And this is relevant to the question of whether or not such a person should keep Shabbos. And the poskim say that if a convert is completely decided to convert, that under those circumstances the convert should keep Shabbos, even though somebody who's not Jewish is not supposed to keep Shabbos.